Now, we have a very special event for you. I've been a lawyer for 41 years, and I've looked up to several lawyers, but some more than others, and some of my heroes are in the room. One of them recently passed away, Michael Kennedy, and we're going to talk about him. But Jerry Goldstein is about to receive an award from Keith Straub. So I'm going to ask Alan to introduce Keith. Thank you.
So after 46 years, tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands, have been members of Normal. It's a family. People have lived and died over these two generations at least. I'm a non-lawyer, though I've had to work with thousands and thousands of lawyers across the country. There are 600 members of Normal who are lawyers in the legal committee. Many of them are very radical. Some of them are very sophisticated. In my life, I was only blessed to meet one person who more or less combined both of those, and that was Michael J. Kennedy, the CEO of High Times Magazine, who passed this January. And so his son, who is a very gifted documentarist, has created a 4.5-minute video. And as I was saying to Anna Safer Kennedy, Michael's daughter, I love my father, but I don't think I could even create a 15-second video that would reflect his life to an audience that would appreciate the scope of his life and the choices he made. So for those of us who are, say, I'm 50, so if you're older than I am, you'll probably appreciate some of the clients that Michael represented. For those of you who are under 50, you probably have no idea the significance of the people he represented in American politics. So we're going to show the video. We're going to bring up Eleonora and Anna. And then Keith will introduce Jerry, who is an excellent first recipient of this award because he is, in my mind, one of those only other lawyers I've met who is remarkably radical and incredibly sophisticated. And he's an excellent apt first, thank you, technophobe.
I never thought I'd live long enough to see marijuana begin to become legal, and I'm very glad to have played a role in that because my best friend started High Times Magazine. And I kept it alive for him all for 40 years. There's High Times. But we haven't forgotten our prisoners of war. We're remembering them. And we're getting them out gradually. My basic view of the law was that anybody our government didn't like couldn't be all bad, so we represented criminals, we represented people accused of crime, and did it proudly and did it with a remarkable amount of success. So in terms of the lawyers, the kind of lawyers we've worked with, and the lawyers we hired over the years, and the ones we've helped train or mentor, or learned from, have all had one thing in common. They were progressive human beings first. They cared about the earth. They cared about the humanity. They cared about the poor. They learned that from us. A lot of them today don't even remember the Vietnam War. But they remember that somebody stood up. Somebody stopped that war. Somebody was willing to fight the racism, fight the sexism, fight the paternalism, the imperialism that so profoundly permeates this country, and unfortunately still does. And the best place to fight them is in the courtrooms. Because in the courtrooms, you get a jury Now, a lot of the jurors are afraid and cowed and scared and what have you, but you tell them a story, even though you're condemning the government, and there's a big difference between condemning the government and condemning our country, which we happen to love, just hate the fucking government, you know? Big difference. And a lot of the young people got that. Coming out of law schools then, I mean, we had a small practice in San Francisco at the time, and another, we always kind of stayed small. But the number of young people who wanted to come would come out of law school and say, come on, can we work for you? We'll work for free. We just want to do what you do. We want to fight the government toe-to-toe in court. We want to go to trial. We want to talk to juries. We want to be able to tell stories the way you do. So, I got some gifts. I mean, I've got the gifts of privilege. Not only my white skin privilege, but the gifts of gab and what have you that we have, but the gift to be able to see beyond the short run, to know that it's not just about making today's buck. It's not about that. It's that we're all really in this together, and we'll never rise higher than the lowest. And when a lawyer understands that, then a lawyer can be trusted. Not just to the extent of the law, but can be trusted completely. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah. So Keith can. I'll bring up Eleonora and Anna to relate the life and times of Michael, and for us to acknowledge that in the 46 years that Normal's been around, High Times has been the most faithful and supportive corporation we've ever encountered. Normal would not be here today if it wasn't for the Trans High Corporation.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Alan, Keith, Normal. Many people have strong convictions, but as the rare person who actually lived and loved their convictions, Michael, he was one. Michael stood up for those he felt were treated unfairly by the system, and fighting to ensure that all of us, no matter where we came from, had the rights we were entitled to as citizens. It's hard for me to imagine a world without him. For 40 years, he has played defense against prohibition of cannabis, along with his beloved Normal and Jerry Goldstein. Quote, teach the world to grow and defend those with the courage to take advantage of the gifts of cannabis, end quote. Now, with the end of prohibition firmly in our grasp, Michael, along with Normal and High Times, led the offense to create a free cannabis market for all adults, freedom for the prisoners of the war on marijuana, who he cared about the most, and full access for all who can benefit from the medical blessings of cannabis. He would say, Jerry Goldstein is overqualified for this award. He respected and loved him. Their work together and support of Normal is legendary. He is so pleased. I know he's watching, and he's so pleased, Jerry. I found his notes for a very old Orman convention of Normal. I think it probably was in the late 70s. And here's what he said, quote, in his speech. I hope you remember this, Keith. Help others where you can. Fuck the begrudgers and the government. Guard your liberty by exercising it. Fight for your rights and others. If the reason you can't find what you're looking for, it's because you're not looking where it is. Slap a racist every chance you get. Respect the young, the old first, and then the workers. Trust anyone you want, but cut the cards. Prison is the last frontier of racism and fascism. I am a Native American, a slave, an African American, an immigrant, a working trespasser. I am a criminal. Learn to forgive. Forgetting is optional. Michael was a rebel and a rogue, and I was proud to be his partner. Thank you so much.
My father talked about Jerry and Keith for so many years with such love and respect. His message was about endurance. His life was always a battle on behalf of others, and I know that Jerry and Normal will continue his legacy. In his own words, my father wrote, "Normal is the only grassroots organization in the country devoted to the consumer. Normal is the only organization that actually believes in the Declaration of Independence, our inalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I am proud to be in the presence of an organization that has continued to support and has never abandoned the efforts of freedom fighters, responsible consumers, and the medical cannabis community. My father would be so proud that this award is being given in his name. Thank you."
Thank both of you. First off, I just want to underscore that in my life, I don't think I've ever met a grander criminal defense lawyer than Michael Kennedy. He was brilliant. He was classy. He was effective. He was radical as hell. During those early years that some of you younger folks may not remember, he represented Black Panthers, he represented Abby Hoffman, he represented people in the Indian reservation that were being persecuted. Any case that he could identify where people were unpopular, were fighting the government, didn't have privilege, Michael couldn't say no. And boy, did he accomplish a lot. Well, and which is why it is so appropriate that on the first award of the Michael Kennedy Social Justice Award would be my oldest and dearest friend, Jerry Goldstein. When we started Normal in 1970, Texas had the worst laws in the country, and they were giving out the longest sentences. So instinctively, we knew that if we were going to start to have an impact, we better go to the worst place in the country and start raising hell. And it wasn't long before I had made contact with my friend Jerry Goldstein. We had both been draft evaders. He was, at that point, representing a lot more draft evaders and others who were causing trouble in Texas. So I went down to Texas, and before long, Jerry had arranged for us to take the New York Times, the Associated Press, and numerous other big news organizations through the Texas prison system to interview a dozen or more of nonviolent marijuana offenders serving 10 and 20 and 30 years in prison. The New York Times ran a front page magazine article on it. AP, it went nationwide. You can imagine in those years what that meant. And what I principally learned from Jerry during those early years was to have no fear. This man has never shown fear. He stands up to power. He stands up to those who would oppress us without any concern what it's going to do to his life or his career, et cetera. And as a result, he has become perhaps one of the top two or three criminal defense lawyers in the nation. Let me give you a few of his credentials. He's a past president of NACDL, which is the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, the Bar Association for lawyers who specialize in criminal defense, past president of the Texas Criminal Defense Lawyers. He won Normal's Al Horn Award. He won the Robert Heaney Award from NACDL for Outstanding Criminal Defense Lawyer in the U.S. He won the Outstanding CDL of Texas State Bar, and he won the John Henry Falk Civil Liberties Award of the Year from ACLU. Please welcome a brilliant, committed man of social justice, Gerald H. Goldstein.
should take but an hour and a half.
By the way, before, let me read the inscription on his award, if I might. It says, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws awards Normal's Michael J. Kennedy Social Justice Award for 2016 to Gerald H. Goldstein. In recognition of your lifetime commitment to achieving social justice for all people, including especially those without the resources or social standing to achieve justice on their own, your willingness to speak for the underdog, the disenfranchised, and the unpopular, like Michael Kennedy himself, has defined your exemplary personal and professional life. Here's your word.
Thank you, Keith, for those nice lies. I particularly, on today, want to thank and pay my respect to Eleonora, who is, in my estimation, the first lady of my profession, and to the lovely Miss Anna, their daughter. I can't tell you how incredibly flattered I am, knowing full well that I'm probably one of the least deserving in this room, but by far the most appreciative. What makes this award so meaningful and poignant to me is the award's namesake. Michael Kennedy was so many different things to so many different people. A devoted father, a loving and dedicated husband who was your constant companion throughout 47 years, never spending a night away from one another. Your partnership, Eleonora, was an example and has continued to be an example to so many of our fellow travelers, including my bride, Christine, and I, who've been married for 47 years, a coincidence, I'm sure. Michael was my cherished friend and confidant. But more importantly, he was the patron saint of all that was good and remains exciting and worthwhile to all the rest of us. No one could hold a candle to your husband. He was always the brightest bulb in the room. But most importantly to my profession, Michael Kennedy was a giant among midgets in my profession. His strident voice, his righteous tone, his vibrant spirit filled every courtroom he stepped into. He was a sight to behold. The spectacle was always worth the price of admission. Michael Kennedy owned every courtroom and, quite frankly, every barroom he stepped into. In the 40 years I knew Michael, and I knew him well, we shared podiums together. We shared a lot of courtrooms and way too many barrooms. From one end of this country to the other. But Michael never failed to excite. He never failed to inspire me and those around him. He never failed to entertain. He never failed to move us from where we were to a better place. His client list, you saw some of them, speaks volumes. And to this young audience, look these up. Play with your computers. Rennie Davis, the Chicago 8. Gene Harris, John Gotti. Huey Newton, Timothy Leary, Bernardine Dorn, Cesar Chavez, Jim Mitchell of the famous O'Farrell Theater. Thank you, Keith. Hunter used to call it the absolute pantheon of sex trade in America. One of Hunter's books was Night Manager, about his term working at the O'Farrell. Ivana Trump, where your husband struck a blow for the women in this country and outed the Donald as the lying sack of shit that we know him to be today. Words like Black Panthers, Weather Underground, the Pizza Connection case, Wounded Knee, High Times Magazine, all bear Michael's signature and will remain. What brought us together, interestingly enough, was you, Keith. What the glue that keeps us together is you, Keith, and Normal. And a recognition that, not to worry, that kind of spurs us all on. I usually have it near my crotch because my wife tells me that's the least sensitive place on my body. Just thank God it wasn't mine, which is usually the case. Yes, Your Honor. There was a recognition among all of us youngsters 40 years ago or so, that our draconian drug laws in this country were oppressing an entire generation. They were criminalizing and imprisoning our youth, particularly those of color, the disadvantaged, the disillusioned, and often the best and the brightest we had. There was a recognition among us in those early years of what a waste, what a terrible waste of our youth, what a terrible waste of our resources this drug war had become. Almost $50,000 a year per bed per inmate. We could be sending the fuckers to Harvard. This is a serious and stupid waste of our economic resources and our talent and our efforts. And what compounds that is that that wasn't enough. No, we stigmatize these individuals, make them convicted felons, ensure that they can't get a job, a decent job, make sure they can't get public housing, make sure they can't get medical care, and then we wonder why we have a problem with recidivism. What brings me here and what makes me the proudest is throughout this journey, Michael Kennedy was the Pied Piper of a band of young upstarts. Young upstarts with names like Tiger and Stepanian. Young upstarts who were not willing to accept the status quo. Young upstarts who were not willing to tolerate our society's intolerance any longer. Michael Kennedy gave me and this band of young upstarts the courage to stand up. To stand up against intolerance, to stand up against injustice wherever and whenever it raised its ugly head. Michael's life in the law was a testament to the best tradition of our profession. He was a constant reminder that how we treat the least of us is how ultimately we can expect to be treated ourselves. It has been an honor for the past 40 or so years, to call Michael Kennedy my able colleague and my dearest friend. I've never had a prouder moment than to stand here and receive this award in his end, in his name. Thank you. And thank you all.